No.
Yeah, Magic City's not going to be as popular. I need wings. Not because of Magic City, Maddie. I just want wings. I want to smoke some wings.
Damn flies in Magic City.
Why don't you do a field trip for me, Jordan? Let me know how Magic City is. Sports Hangover Hour 3 next.
Drink Red Bull
on ESPN New Orleans.
Terrebonne General Health System Community Sports Institute is recognized for outstanding service and contributions to Terrebonne Parish. We provide a certified athletic trainer to every Terrebonne Parish High School. We also provide concussion baseline testing to over 1,400 student athletes annually, along with CPR and AED certification to over 500 area coaches at both the schools and the recreation departments. We are proud to be your trusted resource in keeping our community safe. Visit tghealthsystem.com.
At CDW, we get that hybrid working might take some getting used to.
Yep, I'm only in the office part-time, so my cat can adjust to me being gone.
How nice. Wherever you're working, CDW can help you stay connected by implementing secure by design HP Chrome OS devices with built-in virus protection.
Gotta run. The boss is calling.
Mr. Whiskers sounds very demanding. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/HP Chromebook.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Of course we can help you find the right oil for your next change. We've got what your car's engine needs. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and an STP extended life oil filter for just $33.99. And you can get it all fast your way. Just order online with our free same-day store pickup or next-day delivery. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. When a parent struggles with addiction or dies from a drug overdose, what happens to their children? Far too many end up in foster care, unable to ever return to their birth homes because it's simply not safe. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is fighting the clock so that teens don't age out of foster care, leaving them at a higher risk of addiction and other negative outcomes that can happen to a child without the love and stability of a permanent family. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill. Check
it
out,
Jordan. It is hour number 3, the Sports Hangover. Gus Kattengill, Matty Hudak, underscore 94, right?
With your rank?
There we go. All right, Jordan Kleber at intern.com.
At JD Kleber.
Same thing. Buddy, back in LaRose Studios, we'll take your phone call. 800-998-1003. A pair of questions of the day, Jordan.
Yeah, so one has to do with your New Orleans Pelicans and the NBA draft lottery tonight. If the Pelicans move up, what do you think the player they're going to select is, and who do you think the best player is at that pick? You can comment at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter or call in 800-998-1003. Also, I put out a poll a little bit earlier during the show, 2 hours ago. Should Master P be the next New Orleans Pelicans head coach with 125 votes? We have no at 67.2%, and with yes, 32.8%.
I will say this. You probably should have quote-tweeted the TMZ article on it.
I probably should have, but...
because it does kind of seem like you're asking, legitimately, should he be the head coach of your New Orleans Pelicans? Because it confused Maddie, and actually now that I see the tweet.
Well,
I mean,
he did play a couple months of college basketball.
What did Dan Levitard do? They do that kind of stuff all the time. They get paid
well,
millions.
You could word, Master P feels he should be the next head basketball coach of the Pelicans.
Master P is trending on Twitter. It's pretty easy to...
But that, is it, though?
If you're making it seem like you're asking
if it should be the head coach.
But
the reason we're talking about it
is
because
if you follow ESPN
asked,
New Orleans on Twitter, you more likely than not seen the Master P thing.
And because I retweeted the article, the TMZ article.
Where? I don't see it.
On our Twitter page.
It should be on the poll question.
No, you can't.
You can't
do it?
Exactly.
Alas.
We solved the underlying issue, right, Maddie?
Yep.
Know what y'all are talking about. Anyway, Gabe Feldman showed up over here at 1:15. Talked a little bit about the ruling yesterday. Paul Feldman was very, very adamant as to how this makes the NCAA look.
The NCAA for so long has been so arrogant. They've been hanging their hat on some language in a Supreme Court ruling from the mid-'80s that involved television, and they've been, you know, poppycocking and peacocking the sanctity of amateurism, and they got shattered yesterday. And I won't go through the ruling because it was really a very narrow case. It wasn't about the normal things that we talk about, but Mark Emmert and his people in Indianapolis said, you know what, we're going to push this up the mountain, and they walked into a bar, and Conor McGregor just threw them right out.
What? Wait, what were we talking about? Yeah. I heard poppycocking and then...
And Conor McGregor.
And Conor McGregor. I don't know what that bite was even about.
Yeah. Well, yep.
Go ahead.
Just to bring up, I guess, the case that he was talking about with the NCAA thing, with the poppycocking.
Please enlighten us.
Yeah, it was about, like, televising college football games and the live exposure of that. And then it had something to do with the College Football Association, which I'm not even sure is that even an organization that matters or exists anymore? But that's kind of the whole point, is this had to do kind of with, like, broadcasting rights for college television. I don't know, but
exactly.
I have to read
we don't know what he just said.
But, yeah, I think that the landscape of college sports has changed significantly from 1981 to present.
Poppycock.
Apparently, that per was, the
hey, I
dictionary,
wasn't expecting that.
I feel violated.
Sounds British.
Well, poppycock.
It is defined on dictionary.com as nonsense.
Yeah.
Oh, let the
sentence it was used in is he said I was talking poppycock.
Can you use
poppycock
in a sentence?
Me?
Oh, it's Dutch.
It's Dutch, huh? Is that where the
Soft and dung are the...
That is...
What?
I do not want to hear that.
Why don't you use a sentence using the word...
Poppycock.
Yeah. The NCAA is a bunch of poppycock and...
Poppycock.
Okay. Dictionary.
I'm trying to come up with something that won't sound so, like...
What?
Poppycock.
Like nonsense, you see? You just did it. I would like to use something that doesn't sound
the
like...
New
poppycock.
Orleans, the New Orleans Pelicans are...
Oh, no.
Puppycock.
You call them nonsense? That's terrible. That is absolutely terrible. Anyway, Paul Feinbaum, what college football will look like in the near future.
It's almost like we were 50 years ago with the Olympics, Greeny. Mm-hmm. We would hear the head of the IOC come on and whatever accent that he spoke in, you know, talk about the amateurism, and we laughed. And eventually... That we didn't laugh any longer because the players were the athletes were getting millions of dollars. Now, I think we'll just come to accept it, and we'll, at least we'll quit pretending. Now I don't know what all these administrators are going to do, the college presidents with the bow ties, because you know they love to stand up there, you know, wipe the dandruff off their lapel and talk about the sanctity of college athletics and the purity of it. But right now, even as we speak in 2021, the Ivy League is pretty much the only place you can find that.
There you go.
Is that Paul Feinbaum again?
Paul's not happy.
He's on another one.
Heather
today.
Dinich is in Dallas covering the meetings with presidents and athletic directors of the NCAA, which, by the way, they all were supposed to meet today to talk about the 12-team playoff, and they met, and they're like, we're going to discuss it further.
This is a bunch of poppycock.
No, well, congratulations. They're going to discuss it further. Actually, the exact phrase she used was, they're going to let it marinate.
Oh, I love that.
After the summer.
Maybe, like some chicken thighs?
Magic City.
The bigger impact is what has the commissioner's attention here. And that is that it strengthens future lawsuits that are going to challenge amateurism in the NCAA. He really did. Kavanaugh brought the hammer down on the NCAA. And I think that that's the long-term impact that has the commissioner's attention.
There you go. So, there we go.
What a timeline. This is a simulation for sure where...
I never knew that poppycock would now
poppycock.
Would now be in my vocabulary.
If you use it organically one day, I'd be very impressed.
Oh, it's going to come.
You're going
it's
make...
And you're not
going
to know when it's coming. It might be months. Might be a year from now.
You're not going to know when it's coming.
And you'll be like, what is? You'll forget all
October
about this
31st,
segment.
Saints take on the Bucks. Jordan Kleber. We'll have the preview next. And then you're going to throw in
I might Bobby even Cox. Use it during one of the Saints post-game reports.
Really? That's pretty incredible. D, thank you for calling on the Sports Hangover. What do you have for us today?
Hey, guys, I got all kind of stuff. But first off, poppycock. It's loud nonsense. In other words, you talk loud enough, and people feel the loud, the voice, not what you're really saying is fact. The reason being is the NCAA, you know, they've had the pros in cahoots with it for a long time. You know, it was the pros who said that you can't come into the pros at 19 or 20 years old. And they backed up the colleges that you have to go to school for 3 years before you can come in. You see? But what's happening now is, like the NBA, it hasn't happened in the pros yet. I mean, in pro football. But in the NBA, these guys can pass up to college straight to the G League and make money. Okay? Mm-hmm. And this is going to keep happening now unless the colleges say, you know what? We need to stop with the Jordan, get ready, with the poppycock.
Because
this is getting ready to explode on us, and we're going to be sitting here with kids playing that are only good enough to be in colleges, and we won't have the big flashy pro names, mm-hmm. because they'll be going into the G Leagues because it's about money. And if they don't start paying them money, they'll be able to keep doing this. I mean, why would you want to go? Let's put it this way. Dylan Cruz is playing baseball right now, okay? He's been proven to you this year as a freshman he shouldn't be on a college team right now, okay? He made the mistake of going to LSU for 3 years now. So he's got to sit back for 3 years and play at a college. Now, if he wants an education, that's all great. But there's money for him to be had right now because he is legitimately a pro. And that's basically what he's saying is that the colleges – all they can say is loud noise now because they don't have the leverage or the power not to pay you. And now you have a judge that is basically telling you exactly what they don't want to be heard. Mm-hmm. And they can't say enough loud poppycock to make people believe what they want them to believe now, because the truth is out now. You are making all this money, and we're making nothing, okay? And that's not right. And the judge just basically said, you're right. That's not right. Y'all need to be able to do something about it, and now you can. And that's what's happening. So now the NCAA, they're going to have to either say, okay, well, get this. Either you want to go pro, or you sign a three-year letter of intent, and we'll give you a scholarship, which I think would into their money. Or you just say, you know what, let's come with some kind of leverage. And, yes, you can use your name, you can do all this, but now we've got to come up with other poppycock to make it
poppycock.
Sound like amateurism. Yeah, I'm throwing it out there, Jordan, even though I'm not exactly knowing what it means, but I'm pretty sure that's what it means.
No,
loud
you're using
PS.
It. No, it's perfectly used.
It's a very meta word.
I couldn't have said anything that you said any better.
Wow.
And that's basically what's happening because, you see, the pros in the NFL, Goodell can say whatever he wants right now because none of that's happening. But in the NBA and college basketball and stuff, okay, the players rule. So they are saying, no, this is what we want. And you either got to abide by it or you need to change your tactic. And what the judge is saying, the loud poppycock is not going to work anymore. You need to come up with a plan, or this is what we're going to do.
No doubt.
I don't think D was speaking any poppycock.
There we go.
He wasn't speaking
any poppycock. Ben speaking.
You left out letters there. It's not poppycock. What did you just
say? That says poppycock. Poppycock.
I don't see it.
Poppycock.
Feinbaum loves to draw these big words like he's a genius or whatever. Didn't he go to Tennessee? Seriously? So, I mean, you know, again, I think he likes to draw what he said, what you said earlier, Maddie or marinade or whatever.
Yeah, marinade.
It's another word. It's another word for they're going to waste time.
Yeah, exactly right. No, I know, Dean. I hear you, man.
And, it is what it is. But guys, if you ask me, I think the players have the NCAA by the.
Poppycock.
When the NCAA president is going after Brett Kavanaugh's concurring opinion, that's not even the ruling. When you know that they're not.
Paul
happy.
Feinbaum went bananas this morning as well. Thank you, Dee, for the phone call. He went bananas on him on this aspect too. They just gave Mark Emery a 6-year extension.
Oh, how much money?
A lot.
Oh, yeah?
Lots of money.
Yeah.
And the problem is, he didn't do anything to help this or anything. So, yeah. It's all, now, you just said that I'm basically a walking poppycock. Is that what you...
Well, when he was specifying the loud aspect.
I would say I'm more of...
Balderdash.
Yeah. Senseless talker.
Right? I did not like that.
No? You don't like Balderdash?
Balderdash.
America's Got Talent.
What are these creepy, breathy voices that are...
This one's more like, what does that word mean?
Poppycock.
Exactly. That's very more, my balderdash here is.
Balderdash.
What is that?
I don't.
So, there was a Prince Poppycock in America's Got Talent season 5. He actually finished the competition in 4th place and he was an opera singer.
I'm going to go.
I actually remember him because I was like, why is this word conjuring up?
Well, now you have a meaning.
Well, it was
a precursor, Maddie.
I got a word for you.
Claptrap.
Okay.
Claptrap?
Yeah. I'm going to go.
That doesn't. I don't think that's. We should probably play that on air.
It's defined
the
as.
The FCC.
No.
Probably
it's absurd or nonsensical talker ideas.
What is it again?
Claptrap.
Claptrap.
Yeah. Absurd or nonsensical talk or ideas.
Whatever. Word of the day, poppycock.
Yeah, it is what it is. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
It's all business in the left-hand lane.
Oh, yeah, your friend Roland Kikaj and Jeremy here. Come to Golden Motors for your next new Chevy or Buick vehicle, or that nearly new pre-owned vehicle of any make or model. You won't be disappointed. Golden Motors been servicing the Lafourche, Terrebonne, and surrounding parishes for over 65 years. A small drive to save you money and get a wonderful buying experience. Buy from Golden Motors. They treat you like family. It's worth your time to give us a call or look us up at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, where price is priority, 985-325-1000.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
It's Mike to tell you for Neil Small Engine Incorporated. Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought the professional performance home. Gravely residential zero turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are as tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare. We've had 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck, put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neil Small Engine Incorporated, locations in Houma, LaRose, and Thibodeaux.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
1-0, a header. Beautiful pass, Matty Hudak.
Excellent.
England leading the Czech Republic. Right, no,
Croatia. Croatia's up.
Croatia's up over Scotland, 1-0. Tomorrow, Jordan, Coach G. One of Leo's guys is going to hook up with us, and we'll talk a little soccer of the Euro 2020 going on over there. Heather Dinich, ESPN, covers college football. The board will meet again on September 28th after they, Maddie, let this marinate for summer review. She did say that most of the people there had no problem with the 12-team college football playoff. She did tweet that legal matters with contracts they have to take a closer look at. Said attorneys were present in conversations this morning, but didn't have all the answers just yet. That must be a fun meeting.
Well, a 9-0 ruling against you with an additional flavor.
See, it's interesting because this was about the college football playoff expansion.
That sure was.
Yeah. You think you're not buying? You're not buying. That was the entire meeting, yeah. She tweets that she asked what it's like to be a university president right now. And one university president said it's like getting a 1,000-word piece puzzle at your doorstep in the morning and then getting another one the next day.
No, it's called finally having to be accountable for all of the profit that you've made off of people's likeness forever. No. Listen, I was on class action lawsuits during the pandemic for universities, and like, that really put into perspective, like, that they basically just shut down, like, all of the facilities and left everyone that wasn't an athlete out to dry. They also kind of left the athletes out to dry, but, like, the fact that they were allowed to go on campus still and this, that, and the other, and just the way that they prioritize athletes because they fund basically their entire school programming, that really highlighted just, again, then them being hung out to dry when a lot of them had nowhere to go during the pandemic and didn't have homes that they, like, felt safe or comfortable in, and the colleges said, eh.
Well, I'll say this. I'll say this. Another thing, too, that was interesting, and I brought this up, too, with the buddy of mine that works over at Notre Dame. They had to essentially consent, sign, or agree to, once the fall started, you're not leaving campus. Mm-hmm. That's difficult to tell an athlete or somebody that works there. Like, he couldn't go see his family. He's in the PR. He's media relations. He's not even an athlete.
Well, at least
but they couldn't go see their family for Thanksgiving or Christmas because they played basketball.
Right, and we're all like kind of
so they could finish the season.
Yeah, and we're all hyper focusing on like. No, I just totally lost my train of thought. Like the athletes and what they can and can't mandate in the NFL in terms of like vaccines and all that, but yeah. Colleges have a lot more power over what they can. Hold on student athletes versus like the NFL can. And so to also see that discrepancy, because the NFL couldn't really restrict those types of things. They couldn't, but those players are also getting paid millions of dollars and the athletes are getting paid yet.
Is Jay Billis?
They're going to get the benefit now of increased benefits having to do with education that are quote unquote tethered to education. It doesn't mean that the floodgates are going to be open to name, image, and likeness or pay, but that's coming. What the Supreme Court basically said is, if you apply our reasoning here for educational benefits to name, image, and likeness, or to frankly to pay, how is the NCAA going to justify its position on that? They're not going to be able to do it, or at least they don't see a way that they can do it, and they're not going to get that sort of presumption that their rules are pro-competitive. They're going to have to prove that they're not anti-competitive, and they're going to have a difficult time doing it, and I don't think they can. And you look, Justice Kavanaugh wrote something that I think a lot of us have been saying for a long time. If you applied this to any other industry, it would be per se illegal and struck down immediately.
Also, he added this, what it means overall for the school.
Well, it's a colossal loss for the NCAA and a crushing blow to the principle of amateurism, and really a massively stupid decision by the NCAA to petition the Supreme Court to take the Alston case in the first place. The ruling in the Ninth Circuit by Judge Claudia Wilkin, although it was not perfect for the NCAA, had a lot of good things in there, and that wasn't good enough. And the NCAA decided to take it to the Supreme Court, and they got absolutely slammed and lost protections that they've had for the last 40 years that won them close to 80% of the cases that were brought on amateurism. And they're not going to win those cases anymore. So this was a huge loss. And even though it was limited in scope because the plaintiffs didn't ask for anything more than an increase in educational benefits. But that signaled that it's open season on amateurism now.
Jack, thank you for calling the Sports Hangover, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon, everybody. How are you
doing? Doing well.
Hey, guys, to start out with, I think you've heard about this lottery for the vaccine, in, you know, that the governor just announced.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I think one of the prizes should be, you know, that you can drive Eric Bledsoe to the airport. I think that should be a prize.
Yes. There it is.
That was
there it is.
A good one.
There. Oh my gosh. Oh.
That might kick us up past 35%. Who knows? But
you joke. You might actually get a Pels fan that's thinking about it to actually do it. I'm being honest.
I'd love to do it. I'd even clean my car.
What about a training day? Oh, man. Or just fly him to the airport straight up.
A box of biscuits for him. See, the problem is, I think we're going to have to give up a pick to get rid of him. That's just my opinion.
Well, I guess
we'll have to wait and see.
The old take him, and we'll give you cash and compensation for him.
Right.
Stan Van Gundy chose to play Eric Bledsoe a lot. If nothing else, he is someone that if the team goes down, he can step in and be durable.
Mm-hmm. Well, like Todd says, the best availability is a... I forgot the saying. You know what? Screw it.
What is wrong with you?
I bet, guys.
The best ability is available.
Yes, the best ability is availability. Thank you.
Peace.
Thank you, Josh.
You're right there, bud?
Yes, I struggled a little bit there.
Uh-huh.
I had too much.
Stop it.
Look, guys, first of all, I'm going to make this short, and I realize you don't want to go here. I think the columnist's biggest story had it, and that's all I'll say about it.
Okay, but, Jack, your phone literally is breaking up every second word, so all I heard was, I know you don't want us to go here, but the columnist... And that's all I got to say about it. It was like a scene out of Forrest Gump. I had no idea what you said, but okay. To make sure I understand in context before I go, I want to make sure I know what you said.
Wait. Oh, can you hear me now?
I can now. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. All right. I've stopped. How about that?
There we go.
Anyway, all I
perceive
of the Carl Seed story would have been a much bigger story last year. Because everybody got played on all the news networks.
Okay, massive. Okay, I got you.
Because somebody would have made a big comment about it. That's all I'll say. Okay. But guys, getting to the NCAA story. Mm-hmm. Am I correct in assuming that the Supreme Court is now telling them that they're a business and they have to handle their business like athletes were their employees? Is that what y'all are getting out of this?
No, so that's so the ruling, it was very narrow and restricted to educational and those types of benefits. But the concurring opinion wrote by Kavanaugh, which again, it's more that's to kind of open the door for future cases and put kind of the NCAA on notice, who decided illy to take this up with the Supreme Court, that should they try to keep kind of going with this, that there is definitely grounds for that to be challenged. And he did specifically say businesses like the NCAA, which I thought was very explicit, but that wasn't a ruling. That was just, it's literally an opinion. And I mean, technically the ruling is also the opinion of the court, but that's something that, as Gabe Feldman, we had him on earlier, sports law at Tulane, brought up that's language now that current lawsuits that are being filed can include in there. So it's kind of like the tumbleweed is starting to roll down the hill, and a 9-0 unanimous decision with that added on, it's very ominous for the NCAA.
Well, the thing is, would y'all agree that the way it is right now, some of the money that they would ordinarily owe to basketball players and football players, because that's where the revenue's coming from,
right,
is being spread out to non-revenue sports, to women's sports, okay, to cover for that. If they're forced to pay the people that are actually making them money, Gus, you were kind of talking about, did they cut the other sports? Because you saw what Stanford did when the pandemic started. They cut out some sports with really no reason. I mean, Stanford's got more money than God. They don't need to cut sports out, but they did that immediately when the pandemic started.
Yeah, it's definitely a sticky thing. And what
and that's why I asked Gabe. I'm like, well, and he doesn't know. I mean, it depends to his point that he was saying. Is it going to be a government legislated thing, or is it going to be a state legislated thing, or an institution?
It could be neither, in my opinion. Right. I could see the NCAA, what they would start allowing is brands to sponsor.
Well, Maddie, there's a reason last night an alternative plan to this was coming up with the name, image, and likeness thing, which hasn't really been talked about a lot today nationally. But Ross Dellinger, go give a follow to Ross. Just look at his timeline. He was all on it last night. And you had schools all of a sudden come on and say, wait, we need to go, we need to make our own NIL, right? Name, image, and likeness legislation or just rules, whatever, now. And what they specifically said, this alternative plan, was what we're talking about. You follow the laws in your state. If the state allows it, then you just go under state guidelines, and then Title IX isn't affected.
Well, what?
If it's something where you have to come up and it's not, then it could open up to those different things. Because remember, Title IX is a government fund. Well,
that's my point. You ignore that. You can avoid that entirely by just allowing athletes to get paid by brands. That would take the heat off of paying them themselves, and then you don't invoke Title IX.
If the school gives you a buck, they're subjected to certain things.
So let them profit off their likeness themselves, in my opinion. That's the easiest way.
That's what I keep saying. Yeah, exactly right.
And then you don't have to get into Title IX nonsense and stuff like that.
Bingo. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Yeah, when we come back, Maddie, a couple of, let's see if I can use this in the proper context.
We have a lot of
poppycock
type NFL stories, such as what to do with Aaron Rodgers. Apparently ESPN has to do that.
Oh, that's new.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in first comprehensive sports medicine program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
It's time for some straight talk. You've got real work to do, but everyone's sucking up the free Wi-Fi faster than a mocha choco double frap on ice. So be your own hotspot. Now with Straight Talk Wireless, get 10 gigs of hotspot data with the ultimate unlimited plan. Just $55 a month on America's largest and most dependable networks. You don't have to find a hotspot. You are the hotspot. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com.
Wow, look at the talent here tonight. What's up, Shameless?
Oh, hey, 90 Day Fiancé.
Grey's Anatomy, uh-huh, I see you.
Futurama, looking good.
Blackish, come here.
Solar Opposites, looking fire.
The Handmaid's Tale,
shrill.
What's up, Palm Springs?
Don't be weird about it. With everything you love, the choice is easy. Time to have Hulu.
With 24/7 customer service and guaranteed repairs, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this stressful meditation guide.
Take a deep breath. Focus on all the things you have to do. Did someone make the vet appointment yet? You don't know? That feels like something you should know.
Switch to Progressive today.
You are a mess.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Repairs through Progressive Network. Jobs guaranteed for as long as you own or lease your car.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Oh, boy. Welcome back to the Sports Hangover. I'm Gus. She's Maddie. Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
And there's Jordan. Hi, Jordan.
Hello. Poppycock.
Stop it. Move on. You're ruining it. You're using it too much.
We can overuse a word.
I think you can overuse a word. Can you, Maddie?
Yeah.
You can overuse it.
Like Aaron Rodgers.
There's nothing new.
Yeah. Exactly.
Really, honestly, is it? Is there? That I know of?
I keep thinking, like, the Russell Wilson thing. Like, that was not this offseason. Because that's pretty much what this feels like, second round, and we're all just kind of waiting for it to die down. But
yeah, I can't. I did want to ask you this, though, because this is where we are. We're waiting. We're within 6 weeks? Yeah, within 6 weeks now of training camp. So we're waiting. 5 weeks. 5 weeks, yeah. So I got to ask you, which quarterback has the most pressure? This is what they did today. Yeah, what quarterback has the most pressure in the NFL?
Oh, in the entire NFL?
All of the NFL. 32 possible starting quarterbacks. Who has the most pressure?
Give me a second here.
Okay. How about I play Damian Woody's thoughts? Then you can think about it.
Sure.
Matthew Stafford is under the most pressure this year of any player. I mean, think about it, Key. This is a guy, quite honestly, that hasn't won anything in the National Football League. He's put up stats. There's no question about that. But he hasn't won anything in the National Football League. And for the Rams to jettison the guy that took them to the Super Bowl, and they've had some success with Jared Goff at the helm, and they gave up a bounty. They gave up a pretty penny to bring over Matthew Stafford. With that roster that they have, it's Super Bowl or bust. There are no more excuses for Matthew Stafford, for Sean McVay, for Les Snead. There's no excuses now. It's Super Bowl or bust out there in L.A.
It's funny because I was going to say Matt Stafford, but the reason I held off on it was because I don't necessarily think that this is Matt Stafford's year to prove it as much as it is the Rams' year to prove it of does their model of throwing draft picks out the frickin' window for these blockbuster trades actually work. Like, what are we expecting? We're basically expecting Matt Stafford to be Tom Brady in that sense then to come to another team and win a championship in under a year. I mean, that is kind of what the expectation is, but I don't put that as much on Matt Stafford as I do kind of like the whole team. I still haven't come across my quarterback who I think is under the most pressure, though.
So you think it's Matt Stafford?
I don't think it's Matt Stafford, but he was my first. Right. I would say, Matt Ryan's under a lot of pressure, if I'm being totally honest.
I was going to go in there next to rank 1 through 4 in the NFC South. Where's Tom Brady?
Zero.
No pressure?
I thought you said Jared Goff was under the most pressure.
I don't know what conversation you're... who said Jared Goff?
I remember a few days ago.
Welcome back to the new conversation going on.
I mean, Tom Brady doesn't have anything to prove. I don't think he did before this season, but he certainly doesn't now.
Okay. So NFC South. Where does Sam Darnold fall?
I don't know.
More or less pressure than Matt Ryan?
Less.
Less?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's been on a, you know, quote-unquote dysfunctional track forever in New York, just kind of wasting away, whereas Matt Ryan took the team to a Super Bowl and then, but they're specifically under more scrutiny, in my opinion, because they passed up the option to draft a successor quarterback and restructured his contract instead of that. Maybe that would have changed things with Julio Jones. Who's to say? But I think it's hard not to look at that, and this is kind of, you know, what are you kind of still doing here at this point?
So Matt Ryan's the most under pressure in the NFC South. And you would say, who's next? Who's 2? Brady's 4, right? Least pressure? He just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
On at least most, I would say that, in the division. So what are you saying? The Saints are 3 then? Whatever starter that is?
I think, yeah, because of that question.
Okay.
Jameis is definitely, I think, up there.
You think he has pressure?
I think he has a lot of pressure.
You think the Saints have pressure? The starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints has as much pressure as Sam Darnold or Matt Ryan?
I do.
Really?
I think they'll take more of the heat because the team is so complete, I guess, that and they're like going to be under that microscope of being the replacement of Drew Brees, whereas Sam Darnold is the replacement of Teddy Bridgewater, who is the replacement of, you know, the 4 quarterbacks that they had.
Well, like we were saying, I mean, a lot of people that are Saints fans have been saying, oh, well, we were a quarterback away from the Super Bowl.
Which is interesting, which leads me to the next thing, as Jordan is pointing out here. Who do you think Tom Brady was referring to last year during free agency? He was in talks with this team, and this team said, we're going to stick with our quarterback.
Drew Brees.
You think it was Drew Brees?
Yeah, it came out that he was going to sign with the
Saints.
No,
right.
But they said they weren't interested.
Right. That's why I say that, because they spoke about the fact that the Saints had interested him and wanted him. The only reason they didn't go with Tom Brady was because Drew came back.
Right.
So I don't think it's Drew from that aspect.
Wait, so what?
Tom Brady on the shop said and during free agency, specifically one team that he was interested in or was interested in him, he said the words, you know, so you're sticking with that MF-er. As in, they didn't choose him, they chose their current quarterback.
I don't
I think
how that
par with the Raiders.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily think that in a heatful moment couldn't have been referring to the Saints.
You don't think so?
I'm not saying for sure, but I'm not saying that that absolutely excludes that from being the possibility. It just, the waivers?
Well, I mean, right when the game ended, Tom Brady, you know, went up.
Yeah, I think
plus I said in a heat of a competitive moment, right. Like of saying like this mother, like kind of thing, like.
Well, because earlier today over on, you know.
Get up.
Are we calling it NFL get up?
I mean, was he dying to take over the Raiders?
Well, I mean, did Tampa come up as a team that you thought was going to be a Super Bowl champion? I think he just wanted somebody to believe in him, possibly. Right?
And give him control.
Jeff Darlington this morning on Get Up, said it was the Saints that was the team that should have signed Tom Brady in free agency the most, that have the most regret. Mike Tannenbaum said San Francisco. Damian Woody said the Broncos. And Mike Greenberg said New England should have just kept them. But Jeff Darlington, again, and he said it over and over again, and they spoke about it at the end of the segment, that it essentially was as close to being a done deal as it could be.
With the Saints?
He was going to be the Saints starting
quarterback. That's what I'm saying. How is this not talking about the Saints?
Because so you think that he was ready to go, looking forward to playing under Sean Payton, and all of a sudden you're sticking with him?
Yes.
Here's what Keyshawn thinks.
New Orleans, Tennessee,
that's it. That's
in Tampa.
Right.
Tampa he signed with, so that's over there.
So now we're down
to New Orleans and Tennessee.
So who's that guy?
I would think.
Now remember, Tannehill got a 4-year, $118 million extension.
After Tom Brady had spoken to them, though. It wasn't before, it was after. So I would think in New Orleans situation, they were waiting on Breeze. Sean Payton knew already Breeze was coming back. Even if there were interest, just in case Breeze woke up on the wrong side of the bed. But I don't ever think that Tom Brady would have gone to New Orleans. I just don't. I think it was we always want to check everything out just in case. So that would leave me. And based on how he said it, and because of the relationship with Vrabel, he could say that to Vrabel because they boys. And it could be like half-hearted when Vrabel was like, man, you know, I think we just, you know, we're going to go this route. And he could say that to him like, wait a minute, like, are you serious right now? So I think it was Tennessee.
I'm with him. I mean, Bray's going to Tannehill?
I'm just confused by his thing of like, how much interest was like, why would he want to go to the Saints? Like, what? Why wouldn't he want to go to the
Saints?
Well,
it's Keyshawn Johnson.
Why wouldn't he want to go play for Sean Payton? I've always said I'd be very curious if Drew Brees and Tom Brady had switched places for a couple years. Mm-hmm. Because I think that like the seriousness of Drew would work very well with Bill Belichick. And like Tom and Sean are a little like pettier. So, and that's kind of why So to say that like it couldn't be the Saints because like how much interest was there. He went to their competitor. It honestly kind of seemed like he wanted to hone in the point. Oh, you're going to stick with him? Okay, well, then I'll go beat him. He's a competitive guy.
So you're going to stay with the
Saints. I don't think it's necessarily like a hateful, like I said, like just have you seen him on the sidelines? Like he
is
a fired up person. So
he sunk three putts that Jordan's completely convinced it was fake.
They are.
They're not fake.
They're fake.
They're not fake.
I'm telling you.
Also,
go look at the way the ball goes into the hole. It's not natural.
How do you know? Can you see the slope? Can you see the slope? Do you know the slope?
He hit the ball exactly the same, and they went in a different
To answer your earlier question,
direction.
I answered my question of which quarterback I think
he
is
came
the
up
most
with
pressure.
Which quarterback has the most pressure entering the NFL 2021 season of them all.
Russell Wilson.
That's who I was going to say.
Because he made his huge stink, and it was this whole thing of, is it the team? Is it the O-line? Was it Pete Carroll? And now they brought him in as offensive coordinator, and they're giving control over the thing, and it's really, you know, this is his chance to show. I brought this up, like, the sports psychology kind of behind the yips, and, like, even though the O-line might have been fine, just the idea that the control was getting taken away from him, I can see how that affected his play last year. But if they do give him more control and he doesn't perform this year and then kind of made this, I don't want to get a trade, but if I do, here are the four convenient teams that I would go to kind of thing, then it's going to be kind of hard to re-garner that sympathy and try to go somewhere else after this season.
Jordan, who's the guy that you think has the most pressure going into this season?
I mean, I have to agree with the Russell Wilson take, but at the same time, I mean, might be far out there, might be a little bit too premature, but there's a lot of discussion with Tua Tagovailoa. I know there was a lot of people.
Tua was a good one. He was the third one in my head.
Tua was a good one, yeah.
I mean, what if he's... five picks during OTA.
What about this one?
Mini
and then I think about how long Daniel Jones has been given a chance in New York.
It's the legend of Daniel Jones. Did you know that?
He's the actual goat, the fainting goat that falls over after
the way they spoke about him after one start and just Eli Manning's terrible. I'm like,
By the way, Eli Manning is back with the Giants in another way, another form.
So, and I'm going to hate myself for this by saying it, but could you not make a case and argument for Aaron Rodgers? When you make this much of a brouhaha and you're putting on a shirt that I'm offended and you tongue-in-cheek say it's a good thing that I've had nothing to worry about this offseason and I got nowhere to be.
No, you're right.
Like, he...
Because if he stays, then he needs to go to the Super Bowl. Right. And if he leaves, then he needs to go to the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you better have a pretty good season this year when you're literally... have been the story of the offseason, right?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say as much like he has something to prove as much as like the biggest spotlight is going to be on him, but yeah, I would say Russell Wilson is more.
All eyes on me.
I think he proved enough when he won MVP last year.
Well, and what's great, to your point, but at the same time, back-to-back conference championship games, they haven't been to the Super Bowl. And
okay, you could say that the same thing about the Saints.
I'm going to get to that later on as we get closer to training camp.
Well, we kind of do that with Drew Brees. It was kind of like, oh, it wasn't a failure, but it's definitely a disappointment with the Saints.
Yeah.
And Drew Brees' kind of tenure with New Orleans.
But the whole thing with Rodgers is they were in the championship game, and then they traded up and selected Jordan Love next year instead. So, and then if Aaron Rodgers comes back, I'm sure that will be a really fun cultural locker room that will be just joyous and won't affect the play style of anyone on the team at all.
Start Jordan, coach.
Oh, my.
Start what?
Start him.
No, we're not starting Georgia.
It's Blake Bortles time.
Oh, no, not Blake Bortles. Final segment.
Well, I was going to say, if Jordan Love starts, he has the most to prove, and it's unfair.
You're listening to ESPN New Orleans. You can't trust me, but home tonight, you can get up all
the way. Summer heat is approaching, and so are the red hot deals.
Red hot deals
at Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary 2-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma.
Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
No matter the season, there's always work to do. What's better than the legendary power and performance of Husqvarna to help make the toughest jobs easy on you? The full range of genuine Husqvarna parts and accessories add versatility, increase performance, and provide protection for your equipment, helping you tackle any task in every season. There's never been a better time to choose Husqvarna. See the full lineup of Husqvarna products and accessories at Southern Trailer Works in Shreveport, between Houma and Thibodaux, or online at SouthernTrailerWorks.com.
You have a pest control problem? Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bed bugs, mice and rats, or any other pest control needs you may have. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies. Call 985-475-3314. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies.
You're gearing up to get back out on the field. So you ordered ballgame essentials, like a new glove, cleats, and a jumbo pack of sunflower seeds. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards that you put toward the cost of an essential piece of your post-game recovery. A heating pad. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
So Jordan, you know, everyone took it as you asking if the Pelicans should hire Master P.
Only you took it that way.
No, I didn't. You didn't put it. You literally asked, should Master P be the Pelicans' next head coach?
And guess what?
We got
close to 150.
Master P tells TMZ he'd like to be the next Pelicans' head coach.
No one likes to read that much. No one likes to read nowadays that
it's
much.
It's a fabricated context. Should you make Master it look P like we're asking the Pelicans if Master P...
This is social media,
listen,
Gus.
Skip Bayless can have a show where he just says whatever he wants for no reason.
I guess
with
you're
no
right.
Base,
yeah, they can
you call can tweet a so joke.
Yeah. Jordan's our Skip Bayless. Good
you're,
job.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So should Master P be the Pelicans' next head coach? This has nothing to do with the TMZ reports. Yeah, I'm lying. Kind of. Yes, it does. Well, 68.1%
okay.
Say no.
How many votes?
141.
Maddie, you got somewhere to be later today?
I do. Guys, if you want to meet Justin Jefferson, he is hosting an event today at Optimum Nutrition Building Better Lives event in St. Well, it was in St. Rose. It's now in Kenner. And the way that you can RSVP, you can go today. It's from 5 to 6 p.m. It's O-N, as in Nancy, I guess, RSVP at MWW.com and put in the subject line Team Jet with your name and age. It's somewhere in Kenner. So if you would like to meet him and learn about these new programs and centers that he's opening, 5 o'clock today. I'm sorry, 519 Williams Boulevard, the crossing in Kenner. There we are.
What are you giggling about over there? What is wrong with you?
He stole his Prince poppycock.
No, it's not. No, that's not.
I don't
why I'm,
understand.
That's not why I'm
it's
laughing.
It's not that funny of a word, dude.
Poppycock.
Gosh,
not why I'm laughing.
You 10?
Poppycock.
Just thinking of different scenarios.
Yeah, clearly you are.
Poppycock.
All right. We're gonna get flagged like a bot when this comes out because he keeps playing. The same
I do want to play this because I think this is very interesting.
Well, it's very interesting.
So, Wendy brought something up that had everybody talking this morning about Ben Simmons and trying to help him out, by the way. Listen to this, Maddie. And I was joking earlier when I said Taysom Hill, maybe you should throw with the other hand. Legitimately, they think the way to fix Ben Simmons is to
make him ambidextrous,
have him switch shooting with the other hand. I'm serious.
Well, the first thing is I've been told he is unlikely to play for Team Australia in the Tokyo Olympics, which is a blow for the Australians who are medal hopefuls. They were planning to start training this week in Los Angeles. So he is going to focus the summer on skill development. And, Kevin, one of the things that I have been told is on the table, hasn't been decided but is on the table, is examining whether he changes his dominant shooting hand from left to right. Now, that is a radical thing to do. He is ambidextrous. He does do some things in his life right-handed. It isn't insane. There are some statistical, measures out there that show he's not bad shooting with his right hand. But that's obviously a big change and would take, some period of time to implement. But Ben Simmons, I believe, is going to get serious about trying to address this in his months off coming up.
Wait.
He made that so serious. I was joking when I said they would turn him ambidextrous. Apparently he is, which is
very serious about his offseason.
Let me tell you what. If you came to my office and I'm the vice president of basketball operations, you're like, maybe we get him to switch hands.
The statistics show.
And I don't say that easily. This is what I mean by that. The brother is 24 years old. He's 6'10", with a nasty handle, a beautiful basketball IQ, passing ability, an elite defender. He was number one on my list for defensive player of the year. My vote, I gave him defensive player of the year, even though he didn't win it. It went to Rudy Gobert. But he was my defensive player of the year. Here's the deal. He's so petrified of shooting. He can't shoot, and what happened? And the reason why I have a problem with him, you've been in the league for 4 years. And for the first 3 years, you were playing under Coach Brett Brown. And you defied him when he insisted that you shoot the ball more. You didn't listen to Elton Brand. You didn't listen to him. You didn't listen to other people. Hell, you barely even listened to your own agent, Rich Paul, okay? Everybody and their grandmother's been telling you to shoot the basketball. You've had 4 years to work on your game, and you didn't do it. You're out in Cali chilling, hanging with the Kardashians and all of that other stuff, but you never took the time to work on the weakness in your game. And to me, that's a bad time.
Yeah, that's it. I would fire you if you came in my office and asked if I should trade for you. Like, there's nothing.
I mean, okay.
I would not trade for him.
To me, though, if multiple people are telling him this and that's not happening, there's clearly a mental issue going on. And maybe instead of yelling at someone and telling them to switch hands,
Kardashian on
you should
mind.
Maybe get a sports psychologist. I'm just saying. Rather than switching someone's dominant shooting hand or banning the Kardashians from...
Which is the one that he likes, Kendall? Is that who that is?
No.
Yeah.
No,
no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Kendall
She's
the one
dating
that
Devin Booker now.
I thought she was dating four guys at once.
He shoots better. He shoots better.
Wasn't she dating like a bunch of guys at once?
What are you talking about? You would know way too much about this.
I thought she was dating a lot of guys in the
NBA. I love how Jordan's incredibly. Like,
I mean, I
don't
think,
you
I don't know
she's
they were
dated
at the same
four
time.
Guys
I think
at once?
They were very in like, quick succession.
Yeah, it might have been that. Yeah, Maddie, it might have been that.
Devin Booker's an upgrade, I'm just saying.
She better not harm Devin Booker.
My friend owns a bar in Phoenix, and they had a sign outside that said if they beat the Lakers that they would Kendall will sell your tequila here.
I can't. Here's Jay Will.
We've been talking about this for years. Whenever Ben attacks the rim, he finishes with his right hand. He's been shooting with the wrong hand. It's just finally now somebody else has said it, and now it's becoming a topic of conversation. Like, I like the fact that Doc Rivers decided to actually stand up for Ben. That's a lot more than what he did the other day when he said, I'm not sure he's the point guard of our future.
Wait. That's what he should say. I don't know.
Wait, I just don't understand how a guy's in the league and he's shooting with the wrong hand.
Dude, don't get me started.
Like, come on. You've been in the league for 4 years.
He's a max player, by the way.
Yeah, he's a max player. No. He was supposed to be the next LeBron James.
I love how his head coach is not. Let me tell you something. Because you know what I would do? Oh, the other side.
I'm just imagining
I'm
playing soccer and they're like, you know, just start only making shots with your left foot.
We're telling Drew Brees
used
to throw
it
with his left hand.
Maybe work on his technique instead of switching his shooting stance entirely. That seems to
me
like...
Let me tell you something.
That's how Drew could have threw the ball further last season.
Stop it.
Could have switched to his left.
His rib cage would have also affected the left side, but...
Probably. Who's to say it wouldn't have that?
And I was going to ask in that last segment where we were talking about Tom Brady and all that. Should Sean had gone?
No,
should he have gone?
Because...
All in on Tom.
I know this isn't like a business reason, but like the way that Drew's legacy would have just been written over immediately and not even given any like credence to. And then like if Brady came in and won a championship, then like there would be huge question as to like.
Let me ask you this. Do the Saints get further than they did last year if Brady's the quarterback?
By virtue of him being healthy, yes. Drew wasn't healthy.
Okay.
But this is like the butterfly effect type thing where, like...
We're asking what ifs.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to hear something like, absolutely you win the Super Bowl. Yeah.
What's more important, someone's legacy or, like, winning a city a Super Bowl? You know what I'm saying?
Loyalty now. You talk about loyalty, huh? Loyalty to a player. How long was a player given loyalty to? I don't know. Maddie, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.